Aldous Huxley. Aldous Huxley was born in Surrey in 1995 into a family of natural scientists. His grandfather, T.H. Huxley, had been a friend of Darwin's. In 1916, he graduated in English from Oxford and soon began publishing poetry and short fiction. In 1938, disillusioned with the failure of peace movements in Europe, Huxley moved to California, where he became interested in mysticism and parapsychology. In 1963, Huxley died in Los Angeles. Literary production. Huxley's early novels, Chrome Yellow and Antique Way, were satirical portraits of English society. Huxley's most famous and lasting contribution to fiction was Brave New World, 1932, a mixture of dystopian science fiction and philosophical essay. One of his essays, The Doors of Perception, 1954, was the inspiration behind the psychedelic rock band The Doors, led by the iconic figure of Jim Morrison. In 1958, Huxley wrote Brave New World Revisited, in which he showed how much of his prophecy had already been, or was in the process of being, realized in advanced industrial societies. The story. Brave New World is set in the 7th century after Ford, referring to Henry Ford, the American automobile manufacturer who perfected the mechanized assembly line and developed the idea of the modern robotic factory worker. In the society Huxley describes, science and technology have advanced to the point where social stability is determined by a scientific caste system. Human beings are born artificially on an assembly line, divided into different categories which determine their function and status. At the top of the hierarchy are the alphas and betas, the most intelligent and physically perfect men and women who make up the ruling classes. They are followed by the gammas, while at the bottom of the scale are the deltas and epsilons, who together form a subhuman slave-like force. Social and personal satisfaction is guaranteed by a combination of mindless entertainment and the regular consumption of a drug called soma, which produces a feeling of happiness, well-being and sexual promiscuity. The main protagonist of the story is Bernard Marx, an Alpha Plus specimen who's dissatisfied with the antiseptic world of civilization. He visits a reservation in New Mexico where he meets a savage called John, who he brings back to London. John, the accidental natural child of a beta woman who once got lost in the reservation, is no ordinary savage. Having learned English by reading the works of Shakespeare, he is at first fascinated by the efficiency and functionality of the new world, but is soon disturbed by its darker side, its infantile culture of instant gratification, the absence of free will and personal identity, and the enslavement of the lower orders. Eventually, he leaves London to try to live a solitary Robinson Crusoe-type existence in a lighthouse, but his eccentric lifestyle soon makes him a figure of amusement for tourists from London. At the end of the book, realizing there is no way out, John commits suicide. His death conveys a feeling of deep pessimism about the future of the Brave New World. Features and themes. Brave New World is a novel about a rigidly controlled global state. The story combines elements from several different genres of writing, fable, science fiction, and philosophical essay. Its language varies from the clinically scientific to the satirical. Like much of the best science fiction, Huxley's book has often been described as a prophetic book. Published in 1932, it anticipated elements of both the immediate and long-term future. In the short term, the genetic purity of the society Huxley describes predicts Nazi Germany's policy of eugenics, the attempt to produce an Aryan mass race by purifying Europe of all inferior and undesirable people. In the long term, it anticipates the genetic manipulation of modern biology and the prospect of human cloning. Huxley's world, however, is not composed of exclusively perfect or hyper-intelligent beings, but of people of different orders of intelligence who are conditioned to be happy with their social destiny. The alphas are in fact potentially the most dangerous members of this society. As they understand the mechanisms by which it functions, they also have the power to undermine the social order. But they, too, are subject to subtle form of conditioning, and only a few eccentric thinkers from this caste, such as Bernard Marx, pose any real threat to the society. But their destiny is to be exiled to remote regions of the world where they can do no harm. In this sense, Huxley's Brave New World is simultaneously utopian and dystopian. It begins as a utopia where everybody is happy, since no one questions their position or the social logic. However, the dissatisfactions of the most intelligent citizens and the introduction of the savior John, a figure in some sense represents the possibility of human free will, reveal the limits and ethical injustices of this perfect society, in which the individual is completely subordinated to the needs of the social order. However, the book also questions John's own freedom and individualism. Huxley suggests John is equally conditioned by the culture of Shakespeare's world and its notions of heroism, truth, and free will. In fact, John expresses himself almost exclusively through quotations from Shakespeare. The title itself, Brave New World, comes from The Tempest and is the name that John gives to the world he is introduced to. Though the novel is speculative, it draws on many elements that were already present to a greater or lesser degree in Huxley's time. The techniques used to condition the minds and behavior of Brave New World's inhabitants, for example, refer in part to the advent of mass media and to experiments that had already been carried out by behavioral psychologists. In his novel, Huxley shows how these might easily be applied socially for more morally dubious ends.